This is a big one today. The final day of the month. It's boys 10, girls 10. Who's going to win the month? It's time for What's It? My money's on Arlene. It's time for What's It? But I'm not going to throw the game. It's 8:22. Not like Arlene did last month. So the girls won January, boys won February, girls won March. Who's going to win April? It's 10 all as we say hello to our new girl. Who is she, Arlene?
My new contestant is Erin Young. She's 27 from Dunfermline and she too is a caterer for Baxter Story. She's a single girl.
Yes.
She's bought her car. She's now living at home whilst saving for a flat.
Oh, that's good. It takes a lot of money to save up for your first flat, doesn't it, Erin?
It does indeed.
Okay. How long do you think it'll be before you escape and fly the nest?
Hopefully in the next couple of months.
Oh, well, that's not too bad. Then that's not too bad. Wish you the very best of luck with that, Erin. Okay, welcome to the game. 30 seconds for the girls. Remember, if you get stuck, say, what's it? And we'll move on. And but you can only do that once in 30 seconds, Erin. Okay.
Okay.
All right, 30 seconds on the clock, and your time starts now.
This is a word that describes someone who's really accurate. If you're playing darts, for example, you hit the bullseye.
Precise.
It's a game of what?
Chance.
No.
Luck.
No, no.
What's it?
Okay. You wear these on your feet to go to the gym.
Trainers.
Yes. Athens is the capital of this country.
Greece.
Yes. A baby's face is this. To touch.
Soft.
Yes. The Thunderball and the midweek one. You can win lots of money.
Lottery.
Yes.
Yeah.
Teachers go on this.
Oh. Teachers go on this. Holidays. No, that last one was strike.
I know.
Strike.
Oh. I didn't have time to see the tube drivers.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, the first word there that you missed, Erin, is a game of skill.
That's really difficult to describe, isn't it?
That was a hard word to describe. But after that, you got on a bit of a roll. You got trainers, Greece, soft and lottery. Erin, you scored 4 points. That's pretty good, but is it going to be enough to beat our defending champion for yesterday? For the boys, Richie Gilfillan from Blackness, which is just near Linlithgow, 31, married to Pamela, he's got a son called Callum. Good morning, Richie!
Morning, Boogie.
Morning, and you're working today, you're catering for a wedding at the weekend.
Yes.
What is it, chicken or beef?
Chicken.
It's chicken. Excellent, okay. Everybody serves up chicken at a wedding, we weren't going to. My wife said, oh, no, we can't do chicken. Everybody serves chicken. Let's do lamb. And I said, well, not everybody likes lamb. So we had chicken.
Yeah, and it was really nice.
It was lovely, wasn't it? Right, Richie, 30 seconds. You're going to score 5 points for the win. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, fella, best of luck. Time starts now. This is a massive fruit. It's about the size of a football.
Watermelon.
Yeah. If someone tells you one of these, you're not allowed to tell anybody else.
Secret.
Yeah. You've got two of these on your face and it helps you see.
Eyes.
Yeah. This is the person who's in charge of you at work.
Boss.
Yeah.
Manager.
Yeah, no, boss is right. It's a traditional dish served in Scotland.
Haggis.
Yeah. It's a band, the Gallagher Brothers.
Oasis.
Yeah, that'll do. And that means, Richie, the boys have won the month of April!
Easy.
Oh, come now.
Oh, no. That sounded a wee bit cocky. The boys have won the month of April. That means it's 2 months each for the year, Arlene.
Yes, it is. So it's neck and neck.
It's neck and neck. Hard lines, Erin. We'll play again tomorrow on What's It. This is Fourth One. Come on, the boys! Champions! Fourth One.